This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
You're listening to the best of FUBAR Radio.
Yo, it's your boys, Jack and Tom.
Play that funkin' beat, producer Will.
Howdy.
How are you doing, guys? Hiya.
Hi, it's me, bloody Jack, mate, here with my best pal, Tom.
We're good friends.
We've got our own show. How's that happened? That's ridiculous.
Well,
someone's getting fired in the morning. Anyway, guys, I hope you like that gangster intro. That's not cemented into every show, but we're going to try and convince producer Will to let us have that. Can we have that, Will?
You can have that. That's yours, guys.
Cheers,
you can take that,
mate.
And run with it.
It's still going, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling this. So welcome to the Jackmate Show. This is going to be going on for about 4 years now. So you know what you'll be doing on Friday evenings.
It'll feel like 4 years. For you.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. What's going on here?
We've got another hour.
Oh, so Michael Payne and Hughes walked in.
Yeah, no, they've walked back in.
Walked back in?
Yeah, no, you've walked in.
Mate, you've had your time.
He's been there for a cigarette. What are you guys, seriously, what are you doing?
You're like an hour early and now we're paying for it.
No, this Payne-y. Is the real stuff has started, guys.
This is poor admin.
You were the foreplay to the real stuff.
You guys know that we're on till five.
The warm-up.
This is feeling a bit like pirate radio now.
Yeah, well, it's what it is.
Might as well have a little cypher. You got any ground instrumentals?
Through my life.
We've got this is the handover. This is your first show, right?
Yeah, it is, mate.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Very excited. Very nervous.
Yeah, no, don't be nervous, man. Don't be nervous.
What did you think of our bed, Rock Boys?
Do you like
good,
a bed?
Great. That's one of my favourite Jay-Z songs.
Yeah,
I played that for on my First and Foremost.
Nice. Yeah,
that's where I got the idea from.
And oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a very
stolen.
Good song.
And I didn't even know it was Jay-Z. So
yeah, no, it's a sample of it's actually a sample of Menahan Street Band, "Make the Road by Walking."
No, yeah, that's
so look out for that. That's a very big song as well.
I was telling Tom that just before you came in.
Some knowledge. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna get the fuck out of here now.
Are we going for beers later?
I've got a date.
Oh dear.
Well, not a date. I'm just meeting someone.
We'll talk next
week.
I'm
calling it a date because I like to sound like I do cool stuff. So yeah, I'll see you next week.
See you guys.
See you later, mate. See you later, mate. See ya. Oh dear. Threw us off at the start there.
Anything can happen on live radio, guys. Put your seatbelts on.
Wacky guys. So basically, Tom, what are we going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, mate? We've got a few things.
We're going to have guests. We're going to
viral star guests.
Sorry, not just any guests. Viral stars. We're going to have the occasional game. Ooh. We're going to have some plays. Ooh. Some highbrow plays penned by your boy.
Yours truly.
Your boy T-Norris.
No, honestly, guys, stick around because I think is that happening at the end of the show?
We have a play for the end of the show.
Basically, Tom has written a screenplay and I've not seen it yet, so anything could happen. Also, guys, remember, you can tweet in at Jackmate, remember the double A's, or at FUBAR Radio, and we'll be reading some of your tweets out. What we want to know this show in particular, because I haven't mentioned it yet, but what's the theme, Thomas?
The theme is festivals.
The theme is festivals.
I was really thinking about TH and I was going to say festivals, but that wouldn't make any sense. But festivals.
Yeah, because I think it was the last day of summer officially on Tuesday, I think. So we're going to bring summer right back for two more. What are you laughing at?
Me and Will were just laughing because we didn't know if it was.
Well, I think it was. I've done my research. So we're going to bring summer right back for you and do 2 hours talking about festivals and all the stuff that happens at those wacky
indeed,
things.
Indeed, indeed. Have you had a good week, Jack?
I've had a cracking week, to be fair, mate. Yeah, I went to the FIFA launch on Monday. Yeah.
You had a plus one, didn't you?
Did I have a plus
Who
one?
Who did you invite, sir?
I'm a friend, Jason, inevitably. Awkward. Awkward. Rule number one. Don't make it awkward.
Sorry.
No, it's good. There was a lot of footballers there. I mean, Nathaniel Clyne, Liverpool.
Yep.
Who else? Ashley Williams. Rio Ferdinand. So that's quite a...
But you mentioned that they weren't very charismatic, were they?
To be honest, mate, they sat in a box on the stage and played FIFA. So
like Gogglebox for FIFA?
Yeah, it was like Gogglebox, but... A little bit worse.
Wasn't there a bit of a strange joke when the commentators was calling Nathaniel Clyne?
Oh yes,
go on.
You know Anthony Joshua, he's quite big at the moment,
yeah,
isn't he?
The boxer.
The very successful boxer. He was meant to be there. He turned up an hour late. Anyway, there was two commentators, Martin Tyler and Alan Smith, so the actual FIFA commentators, and they couldn't actually see the front of the stage because they were sat at the back in a commentary box, and they kept referring to Nathaniel Klein as Anthony Joshua, and they were doing it for about 5 minutes, and everyone in the audience was just like, oh, come on.
I think there'd be some kind of runner producer in their ears.
Yeah, nah. Now, that, where were you, Will, mate?
Yeah, exactly. Tyler. Next time. I've heard you don't fuck with Tyler.
But no, Akin Fenwa was there. He's a beast, isn't he?
Big old lad.
Yeah, he's a beast. He said that he was going to knock... Well, he didn't. They said, what was it?
Costa.
You know all the stuff with Diego Costa?
Yeah.
Some member of the press team asked him what he would do if he was put in a ring with Costa. So obviously he said he would snooze him.
What does that mean? I'm not down with that.
Give him a little cuddle in bed. Don't get up, you're fine. Put the snooze on.
He said he'd have to knock him out. So big up Akin Fenwa. So basically, keep your tweets coming in at Jackmate at Fubar Radio. It's all going to be about festivals, me and Tom Norris, for the next 2 hours.
Tom, what have you been up to?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, we're in doing Tom as well, are we?
Hang on. You say it's the Jackmate show, but let me play you this joke. You haven't actually heard this.
Ooh. What's this?
The Jackmate Show with Tom.
Oh, you got to look at your life and think someone's taking piss out of you on a jingle when they've never met you. They've gone in the studio and go, you know how we can belittle this guy at his first show? We'll record this and make him feel... Kidding, I like it. I mean, I'm here.
And you're to pay to get here. You're losing money by doing this.
But in a way, I'm gaining confidence.
The fun doesn't stop there, though.
The Jackmate Show with Tom Nice.
Tom Nice?
No, it went Lois.
I thought it said Tom Nice.
Even the jingle was embarrassed to say your name.
Nice.
And you wonder why I took Jason to the event. Anyway, guys, all our songs coming up in the next 2 hours are festival related. Yep. And Tom, I'll let you introduce this song, mate, and then you can tell the story behind it.
The first song is by The Front Bottoms, and it's called Flashlight.
Why is it so special?
We'll talk about it afterwards.
There's some plans to this.
You do your stuff, mate. Buzzing, love that.
Yeah, lovely little track, isn't it? Well, the reason I chose that, because the theme is festivals, it was basically how we met, isn't it, Jack?
Basically how we met, it is, mate, yeah. Well, I'm going to do that every time. No, yeah, it is how we met. We were filming a sort of web series, weren't we? Yeah.
We were. That's how I first met Jack, because I do video production, and we needed presenters, and I gave Jack a little Facebook message. Didn't know him.
You didn't know me, but...
gave him a chance.
Yeah.
But Jack was desperate for work, so I said yes. And then we met. I picked him up from Norwich on the way to Latitude Festival, because we went to five festivals over the summer last year. Mm. And that's how we kind of got to know one another. And Front Bottoms was one of the tracks on the CD in my car. Didn't change it the whole time.
No, it was the only CD you had. Well, that's what you told me.
Yeah, and then...
You probably had some, like, really embarrassing CDs. You were like, I'm with this cool YouTuber kid. I can only play...
Shania Twain, that's out the window. We're going to listen just to The Front Bottoms. You heard of them? Probably not, but...
It's a horrible name for a band, though.
It really is. Mm. Front Bottoms.
Anyway, moving on from that, we're getting some tweets in. We've got a tweet from John Kemp saying, our good friend Jack now live. So thanks for that, John, for a little bit of promo. And we've got Franco Fraze... My cousin, he's doing so well for himself, Franco. You've been following that, Tom?
I haven't, mate.
No? If anyone's out there, check out Franco Fraze. Absolutely buzzing that you're listening, Frank.
The Jackmate Show on Fubar Radio.
Tell you what does sound good.
What sounds good, mate?
Getting a big, big, beautiful man. Well, not big as in big. I mean, he's lost quite a lot of weight. It's Mr. Keane Toomey.
What?
You're welcome. Right.
What's up?
You've been practicing your British accent, haven't you?
Yeah, man.
Go on.
No, it's like, what do you want me to say? You can't just put me on the spot, you know. Sick, innit? Innit, bruv.
He's fluent. He's got us.
Say, I'm going to go and run up the apples and pears.
I'm going to run up the apples and pears.
That was just in your voice, wasn't it?
It was a bit emphasised with Irish.
How you been?
Fantastic. How are you?
How you finding the country of ours?
Great. A lot different.
Really?
Yeah, considering you don't really understand what I'm saying half the time.
No, sometimes I do. I mean, if you talk fast, I do struggle.
Mm. I think I can understand you.
That's fine, thank you.
Yeah. What? What? He's been on here about 5 minutes and we're already talking about Irish stereotypes.
No, not.
Are we not?
No.
Let's talk about Irish stereotypes. So, you got many Christmas plans, Cian?
Christmas plans?
Yeah.
Not at the moment, no. Are you going to give me some?
Well, it depends. You can come over to mine for tea.
I can pop over.
Yeah.
I can pop over for a while.
Do you have any traditions? Is there a certain routines you go for on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, we go to Mass.
Oh.
It's essential. And then eat dinner, and then drink, and then go to bed.
What do you do at Mass?
I sit there and think about dinner.
Oh, fair play. Mm. Do you got much going on at Christmas time?
Well, it's the first year one of my sisters won't be there. She'll be in New Zealand. So it's only going to be me, the brother, and the parents. So it's going to be slightly lacklustre. But we'll probably just get that weird thing of the family getting drunk.
That is weird, isn't it? Do you do that, Cam?
Get drunk with my family?
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, really?
Most nights, me and my mother share a bottle of wine every night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Talk about fine poetry.
Fine poetry?
Fine poetry, that's great.
Do you do that, Will?
Nah. With my mum?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, do you just get drunk with your family at Christmas?
No, I don't, actually. Never really been one for that.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. My mum only takes her one glass of wine and she's pissed, so...
Yeah. I can imagine getting pissed with your family and, like, your dad just getting a bit rowdy. Strangely, your auntie's getting a bit hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's weird, mate.
Yeah, that's weird. You make that yourself?
That just happens to me when I'm sober. So.
Oh, creepy.
Kidding.
My biggest family tradition at Christmas time is my nan's sausage rolls. That's not a euphemism. Not a euphemism. God. My nan makes these sausage rolls, yeah, but they're nothing like you've ever tasted before in your life.
But they're horrible.
Tastes
like dog shit.
No, they're absolutely, honestly, they are the best things I've ever eaten. They're the best things. They're sausage meat wrapped in, like, not a flaky pastry, but like a thick kind of...
Clay,
yeah. It's kind of like an edible clay.
They're quite, like, rigid.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Mm.
That's the Save You Boys one.
Is that your Nana Ginsters?
Nah.
See you later.
Nana Mitchell.
I don't have sausage rolls for Christmas.
Do you not?
No.
What do you have, ducks?
Brussels sprouts and turkey.
Do you eat sprouts?
Oh, yeah.
I like a sprout.
All the time.
Oh.
I eat that on the daily.
I love sprouts.
Mugs on the game. Daily. Good.
I'm a big fan of sprouts. What about bread sauce?
No. That I don't like the colour. It turns me off.
I love bread sauce. Why is it posh? Bread sauce.
That is posh. You have sauce on bread. I mean, unless it's ketchup and a bacon sandwich.
Bread sauce is made out of bread. You don't put it on bread. It's actually got bread within it.
Does it?
It's a white sauce that you dip the meat in.
Isn't it actually the most traditional condiment to have at the Christmas table?
I thought it was cranberry sauce.
There
could be a debate on here.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's because it was so cheap to make.
Let us know what you think. Is cranberry sauce a winner or bread sauce?
You bread sauce guys or cranberry? Let us know.
I've never ever had cranberry or bread sauce in my life.
Oh my god.
That salad just got a cranberry on it.
It's chicken and bacon and mayo, Will.
You just can't taste it.
Oh, Shut up. I won't fall for your shit this time, Will. I won't fall for your shit this time, Brazier. Are you looking out the window? It's radio, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Who's just walked in? Santa? Oh, maybe. Maybe coming up soon. What's the best present you've ever received, Kian?
Best present?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I got a Nintendo Wii.
Ooh.
That was probably it.
When did you get that?
Last year. It was great. I had a lot of fun. I went down the balance board and had exercises.
Oh, is that how you're shifting all these pounds?
That's exactly it, yeah. That's exactly it. I did the hula hoop.
Did you?
Do you know the hula hoop? It's not actually there, but you're doing the hip thrusts.
And you're doing it pretty well.
I like the tennis and the bowling.
Mm. See, the problem is with the tennis, or is it the running? You know, when you're running away, I know I can't really show people listening, but you can just sit there and just jiggle the wrist.
Yeah.
You're just fooling the what's it called, the nunchuck?
But
you're just cheating yourself, really, aren't you?
Just hold L2 and swivel the nunchuck.
And then you're done.
You beat the Wii.
What about yourself, Noz? What's your best present you've ever had?
Oh...
My company every Friday.
That's not really a present, really.
No,
is it?
It's a gift.
It is. It's a hard question, mate, because I don't really know.
It is a hard question to answer on the spot.
It definitely is. What about you, Jack? You must have one if you've asked it.
I've got quite a cute answer.
Be cute then,
mate. Cute answer? I really. When I was a little
kid. My girlfriend.
Oh, shut up.
She was the best present ever.
I really wanted a PS2 when I was a little kid. And, like, my mum and dad were like, oh, we can't. I don't know if we can afford
that.
Why
did I talk about that?
That's the new one.
Do you sound like that?
Yeah, no. And then I was a little kid.
Harry Potter must not return to Gryffindor.
I was opening up these games, and they were PS2 games, and I was like, oh, as if I got a PS2. And my dad was like, I was a little kid, so obviously I'm going to find this good. It's shit now. But my dad was like, oh, PS2, oh, we've got the wrong ones. We're meant to be PlayStation 1 games because I hadn't opened the console yet. And then I got really down. I was like, oh, he's got me the games, not the console, I'm not going to be able to play it. Then the next thing I opened was a PS2 and I was buzzing.
Oh, Dad, you bozo, you tricked me. Come here.
Dad. Oh, Dad, do a collab with Ben Phillips, you prankster. What's the worst present you've ever had, William?
Ooh.
Yeah, turning it up.
Oh, it's got a bit hot in here, hasn't it? A onesie?
Yeah.
And my mum might be listening in, and she bought that, mate.
She built that, mate.
She bought. What she did? She wrapped it. She gave it me, and I love you.
She got one, so he put it on me. Mum, stop dressing me. I'm 23. I've got a radio show.
Better get saw bop bop.
I got a West Ham onesie last Christmas.
From?
From my dad's partner, and I wore the shit out of it.
Yeah?
For that night.
What, did it come with shit in it?
Yeah, the badge. Whee! Slagging off my own team. Now, the worst present I ever received is a spud gun.
Spud gun?
Hate them.
What's wrong with that?
Why would you want to fire potato at somebody?
Better than firing bullets.
No,
exactly.
No, you're a little kid. You want to nerf the hell out of some guy. Yeah. You want to nerf the hell out of some punk.
But then you might get on someone's nerves.
Oh.
That's terrible.
I think that's Krampus made that joke.
Oh, dearie me. But no, I just, as a kid, you kind of want to be shooting people. You don't want to be shooting vegetable, do you? So, oh, yeah, can I have some football boots? Yeah, you can have some football beetroots.
What about a carrot bazooka? Would you take that?
Exactly, they're all shit. That's my point. They're all shit. They're all shit.
Because we've got you a.
I remember once I got my dad a MicroStar, which, do you remember them little footballers with the big heads?
Yeah, I thought you got them free in a power pod.
They're called football big heads, aren't they?
These ones were like expensive, like $1.99 a pop once. And I remember I got my dad one. You could never see what player you were getting because it was like a luck of the draw thing. And I did actually get my dad one. It was the first present I ever bought him, £2. I thought, that's a bit, I'm splashing it a bit, but yeah, he's worth it. And I gave it to him, and we opened it on Christmas Day. Paolo Di Canio. My favourite player ever.
So it was a random
draw, okay. And I got Paolo Di Canio. And I remember growing up and thinking it was really rare and it was going to be worth loads of money because the West Ham badge on his crest had been printed upside down. So I googled it and every single one was like that.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked like that.
What do you mean?
It just doesn't sound any more valuable because it was misprinted.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't. It's not a stamp.
Sounds faulty.
Things getting.
It was just broken. It was just someone in the warehouse wasn't paying attention.
I remember the worst Christmas present I ever got.
Go on.
And it wasn't my mum's fault. She bought me WWE Here Comes the Pain on the PS2.
Yeah.
Great game.
I was really excited for
it. Great game.
And I opened up and the box was there. And then I opened up the box and there was no disc in there.
What?
And the buggers at game. I didn't put the disc in there.
Didn't you work there? You worked a game?
Yeah, well, not at the time. I was 12.
Okay, I didn't know. Sorry.
So what'd you do then?
I hit my mum.
Yeah.
I said, if you ever make a mistake like this again on the 25th of December, there will be hell to pay. And since then, we haven't had Christmas.
You're listening to the best of FUBAR Radio.
So anyone much. Been on a lad's holiday?
Oh, the music club was really awkward.
Have you been on lad's holiday?
Yeah, I've been on. Have you?
Have you actually?
Yeah.
I've been on lads' holidays.
Have you?
Yes.
What was that like?
It was good. I went to Malia and then went to Kavos and then went to Greece. Great times.
I've been to Malia and Kavos.
Have you?
When did you go?
Mali.
2 years ago. I bungee jumped naked because you get it for free if it's naked and they put a harness over your little wheelie leg. So I was like, fuck that, I'll do it anyway. So I got it for free and then I was so drunk I didn't realise that I was at a Hardwell concert.
He was at a what?
Hardwell. What's that?
It's a DJ.
Are you serious?
Uh-oh, we're nerds, we don't know.
We just dropped a bollock.
I get you, mate.
Sorry.
Not know your DJs, mate.
I still don't know.
Don't know your fucking DJ, son.
Fatboy Slim, we know him, don't we, Jack? Praise you like shit.
I got a
praise you like shit. 45.
So, Kian, let's talk about you for a bit.
Go on then.
Because I know we interviewed you. You called in the show.
Oh, I did. I actually completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
I did.
And now
me in the flesh.
In person. So let's delve into a bit more.
Dive in, bruv.
More so like the negative stuff than the positive stuff. Because we know you're smashing it. You're getting all these views, all these likes. And you're just doing very well for yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anybody online that you're not particularly fond of? Because I'm very vocal in who I.
I think you know I am very vocal as well.
Go on then, let's chat.
I don't know, who are we going to talk about? I think we should. Who am I going to rant about first?
I'll say a name.
Go on.
Alright, let me just compute it. Sam Pepper!
Oh, Sam Pepper.
Where to start?
Great choice there.
We were speaking about him last week.
Sam fucking Pepper.
Yeah, no, I don't. What do you reckon, Will?
Cunt.
Oh! Straight out.
Judith, if you're listening, I am so sorry about your son.
No, I'm not.
Mother of God.
What do you mean?
What? He is.
He is.
Yeah, but we're live on air.
Yeah, we're live on FUBAR.
FUBAR! Next one, please.
You two were talking about it, not me.
No, no, we summed them up in one word.
All right.
Yeah, that was pretty much, yeah, that was good. Right.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
We are joined by the lovely Callum McSwiggan. How are you, mate?
I am good. How are you? I like that. Yeah.
Nothing but a welcome on FUBAR. Nothing but... You are a YouTuber, is that right?
I am indeed a YouTuber, yeah.
Nice. Do you have... Is that your full-time job?
I wish it was. No, it is not. I wish it was. No, I talk about, like, LGBT stuff, and I do a lot of sex education, and, yeah, that's my bag.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. So, I don't really, like, delve into that side of YouTube, really.
What, the LGBT side? I mean, I would be a little bit surprised if you did, Jack.
You're heavily involved. Or, like, the health stuff, like, any of that.
Okay. I mean, I say, like, health, but it's, like, fun. It's, like, you know, throwing dildos around and that kind of thing.
Something you do dip into. Yeah.
We're all throwing a dildo.
No, our friend Sam Bird does health stuff, doesn't he?
He does fitness, more like fitness. Yeah. And healthy food. Sam Bird.
Is it all the like topless thumbnails and yeah.
Got a bang on, but no. How long have you been doing it for then?
About 2.5 years, yeah.
Oh, lovely. What, and you've noticed like a sudden rise recently?
Yeah, I mean, this year I started really doing like loads more sex education stuff, and that just took off. Because you know, there's loads of like 14-year-old kids out there. Like, I don't know how my penis works, so they go on YouTube and they start searching for it, and then they find you and you get the views.
That is the. It's just another positive of YouTube these days.
Sex sells.
Yeah,
sex does sell.
Sex education sells.
And educates.
To be fair, I say I never listen to health stuff. Side note, I was kind in the break and I went and got you guys. Water, didn't I? I genuinely didn't realise that I was running the lukewarm tap.
Yeah,
so try that. It's disgusting.
I didn't want to say it.
Honestly, I didn't realise.
What's that got to do with health?
I did it for myself. No, I'm doing a little side though. Back to health.
Dehydration.
Oh yeah, my friend Tom here has just started making like comedy videos on YouTube. Like, I wouldn't bother, but. and cheers, Adam. Adam, see, I can't do it properly, mate. You're just...
Oh, that tap, running that tap.
He's just started doing comedy videos on YouTube, and there was a suggested video underneath his the other day.
Oh, shit, yeah, it was, yeah.
I think it was a Lacey Green video.
Okay, yeah, she just sex ed, yeah.
Yeah, it was her or similar.
Why does my vagina smell?
No, bleed.
No, it was not bleed.
Girls know why their vagina smells.
That's the one I have.
That's 101.
I don't know if that's because of my cookies, but...
What?
I don't know. Oh, you meant
cookies as in online cookies, not as in you've got someone...
What do you think I meant?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was... Why does my vagina smell?
Did you watch the video? Do you know?
I had to.
It also played on mine.
Did it?
Yeah.
See, but why did I need to click on that? Like, what as a human made me think...
It's intrigue, isn't it? It's a bit normal.
I don't know why vagina smell. I'm very interested.
Should we?
True.
I'm never going near one, but I'm still very interested.
It's like the haunted house. You don't want to go near it. Oh, no, but I want to know about it.
I'll look through the window.
During the break, to bring down the fourth wall, we were having a very interesting discussion because, Tom, you just started about growth of your channel. So, Callum, when did you see, like, a big spike in your numbers?
It was really, really slow to begin with. Yeah. I think getting those first subscribers, getting those first views is really, really difficult. But I think once you kind of get over that 1,000 subscriber milestone, then it kind of snowballs from there. And then you hit 10,000, it just goes and goes and goes. And now it's, like, coming in like sometimes hundreds a day, which is awesome.
Yeah,
did
amazing.
You have to do a lot of networking for that, a lot of collaborative work?
All the collaborations help. Yeah,
there you go. Got a few irons in the fire, haven't you?
I've got some ideas.
I think that was my downfall.
I didn't want to say anything, but
the fact that, you know, when you because you can be making YouTube videos for a while and then you make one specific video and it takes off, so you think, I'm going to keep replicating that and making similar ones to that. I was just making videos about stuff I found funny. Cheers, Adam. And then I sort of had a go at someone, slagged someone off in a video, some celebrity or something.
Which one was that?
Cher Lloyd.
Shit, fucking hell.
I came out and did a positive video about it later on, but the Swagger Jagger song, I didn't like that. So I ripped into the lyrics. It was nothing too bad, but it really took off and people really liked it. I was like, I'm going to replicate that. So I did another one, And then I just found myself just like moaning about stuff when I'm not even fussed about it. Do you know what I mean? So you're lucky to have found like a niche that you are actually passionate for.
That does work. Yeah. I watched your mean tweets video the other day and I loved that. Like, I loved how savage people were about you.
We'll have to talk in the song. We'll have to talk in the song because I can't actually say something on air. But
no, I'm not saying. What are you looking at me for? Yeah,
no.
Don't you worry about
it. Just giving you praise there. Just take it.
So you're on 55,000 subs.
Yes.
What's the goal?
I mean, unlimited. Infinity. Unlimited subs. Like, yeah.
But do you see, do you want a career within YouTube? Or do you want a career?
I think YouTube is like, it's almost like part of something bigger. Like, you know, I want to get out there and I want to, you know, preach a positive message and I want to help educate people. And I think YouTube is a big part of that. So, you know, to as big as I can go for where it can fund a career would be wonderful.
Yes. What is your like 9-to-5 job then?
I work in sexual health, so it fits in and it ties in together.
So you've actually got some like previous.
Whichever way you were going to say it, it was going to sound dodgy.
It was.
Oh, you've got experience in sexual health.
It's like before I started YouTube, I worked in a field of calling people cunts.
And what a field it was.
What was always sort damp. Of feedback have you been getting? So with the Gay 101 stuff, it's very educational. Obviously, there's been a lot of positive feedback, or
a
some
lot
negative.
Of positive, but a lot of negative.
Has like, actually?
I get all the crazy religious people. They come and they tell me about the Bible and how I'm going to burn in hell.
Honestly,
and, yeah.
Fucking
but like,
hell.
It's hilarious. It's brilliant.
Do you embrace that sort of thing?
Do I what?
Sorry? Embrace it, like take it on, fuel your passion even more.
Oh, I just have a laugh about it, like it's.
But
yeah.
The thing is, I mean, like we should say, Callum does a series called Gay 101, where you educate people who are naive to things, and people who are interested to find out about things. But when people do have a big spat in the comments, usually that's like, it's like that's like people get more involved with it and they get more passionate about it, and people want to stick up for you, and it's nice to see people sticking up for you in those arguments and whatnot.
Yeah, and I think if people are like saying hateful things and things, it means they're ignorant, and then when people jump in and it starts up a dialogue, which is always a good thing. It doesn't always change their minds, but you know, the times that it does, it's like, oh, this person was an absolute asshole and now they're kind of being more understanding.
Would you do a similar thing to Jack's mean tweets in terms of reading to, or they too
are they vulgar?
No, I mean I don't think they're quite as bad as Jack's. I mean, they were really personal, really really personal.
Do you find, like, obviously hate comments, like they do affect you in some way, obviously. But do you find, because I assume a lot of the hate comments will be homophobic, like, so when I did my pro-immigration video, I was getting, like, skinheads go, well, you fucking love all the Muslims, you know what I mean? And I kind of just thought, you're a racist, so it doesn't really
matter.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly the same. Like, the homophobic comments, they do not bother me. You know, it doesn't make a difference. But it's when I think people have a knack for finding, like, your one insecurity.
And then
they, like, latch onto it, and then they'll just, like, absolutely drag you over it. And that's where it's kind of rough. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a comment on a screen, so...
Yeah. Do you find at first it was really difficult, and then after a while you saw it is something you learned?
I was so excited when I got my first hate comment. I was like, yes, I made it.
Fair play. What were you going to say, Will?
I was just saying, like, because me and we were talking, Jack, when we first became friends. Ooh. Seems a while ago. Like, how we got into YouTube. So we started very much back in the day, didn't we? We were watching the old Charlie Is So Cool lights in distant memory. Like, what got you into YouTube, watching it every day?
To be honest, I actually loved seeing other people doing sex education.
Okay.
I really did, but I kind of like steered away from that for a long time. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to teach people how to put on a condom. And then it did really, really well and kind of blew up. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to do more of this.
So has that always been there from the start, like those sort of videos?
Yeah, in the background it was always there.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Now it's coming to the fore.
Have you had to, like, because a lot of people do very clickbaity titles.
Yeah.
Do you have to do that with yours?
Yes, I do.
You do.
And like people often attack clickbait titles, but you know, if you work hard on a video, you want people to watch that video. And if you've got to optimize that by putting in a title that's, you know, clickbaity and people are going to search for it, then do it. Mm. You know, I put the word gay in almost every single one of my titles and people are like, "You're more than just a gay person. That isn't all you are." And I'm like, "Yeah, but people search for gay stuff." So and I want people to watch my videos.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's like I did my most popular video on Facebook was again a pro-immigration video where I was simply just sitting down just telling people not to be fucking racists, and I titled the video in quotation marks, "Fuck off back to your own country."
Ooh.
And then I started the video with "Fuck off back to your own country" is something I hear a lot on Facebook at the moment, and I got like a small percentage of hate for having that as a title, but then compared to the amount of messages I got from like people of different ethnicities and religions and stuff who said thank you for that video. It's worth it. If it's going to get people to click on the video and just listen, then
go on, Jake, how many views do you want to say it?
19 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, no. I'm digging the sound effects. Do that again.
Oh. I can do that all the time. Come here more.
Bless those buttons.
Shall we go for a bit of the White Stripes and then we'll come back and have Gay 101?
Yeah, let's go for
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Hotel Yulba. That song was a little short
Jesus
for Will.
Jesus Christ.
We just got too caught up in chat there.
Oh, I had a bit of panic.
I saw that first week when I left the mics up. I had heart attacks since it. Jesus.
You've not actually messed up. You are so anal. Talking about
segway.
So this is a little segment entitled Gay 101 in which Callum is you're just going to teach us some stuff.
I'm very excited to teach you guys. But wait, what I mean, are we talking you're all completely straight, you've never had a bit of experimentation in the past?
Jack likes a drunken kiss with a man.
Do you now?
I don't think there's anything wrong with
you've
that.
Had a three-way kiss, haven't you?
No, it wasn't a three-way kiss.
Oh, it was three kisses separately.
It was three guys in a room just getting with each other at different times.
That sounds great. Where was my invite?
It was, I don't know, like, I don't think there's anything.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just find it bizarre.
So you get, like, all awkward.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is awkward, but I'm openly straight.
Yeah.
So can I not do
that? You're just comfortable with your masculinity and your sexuality.
You're just a bit curious.
And if you just want to make out with a man, you know, you just go ahead and
Jack,
enjoy yourself.
I'll use that cliche.
If you're curious, explore your curiosity.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, no, it's fine.
But in terms of sex, you've never ever been down any of that road?
No.
No.
Okay, so shall we have a little...
No.
Yeah, let's go down that road.
So shall we talk a little bit about anal?
Yeah, let's start
well,
with anal.
Well, actually, I feel like...
Anything.
As men, you will never... As straight men, you're not going to...
Perfect.
You're not going to receive anal.
Right.
So, but you may give it to a lady.
Right.
So it might not harm to kind of learn about what
definitely.
The kind of receiving progress is.
Right.
We have gone the three of us are very sheepish now.
Monster. I've never seen us three so quiet.
Mums are listening.
Adam, this is the stuff you want to be recording. Yeah, shitting ourselves over here.
Anal.
So now the ass is very, very tight.
Right.
So the first thing you're going to want to do is loosen that up.
Right.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, first thing, you need to be very, very relaxed. So a bit of nice music, like we've got now. Light a few candles. Off we go.
Maybe incense?
Maybe incense.
Does that actually work, though?
You need to be relaxed, because if you're not relaxed, then you're going to, like, tense up and all your muscles are going to tense up.
But I think even, like, this... Even if a girl was putting something up there, like, I think even if there was candles on and slow music, look at them looking at me, and I was really relaxed, as soon as something came that way, I would hunch up.
But that's not... If you're expecting it, just relax, unwind.
You need to, like, embrace it. Think of it as, like, a tasty treat coming your way.
Never been disguised as that.
Tasty treat!
Right. Okay.
Right, so we're getting relaxed.
Yeah,
deep breathing.
You're nice and relaxed. Your legs are maybe a little bit spread.
Right.
Jesus.
You're going to need a little bit of lubricant on there.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to want to jump in with something big. So you're going to want to, you know, work your way up. Maybe start with a cheeky little finger.
Right.
Maybe a pinky.
Yeah, a little pinky.
Yeah.
Right. Then maybe an index finger. Thumb, if you're feeling brave.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they call me Tom Thumb. So, they don't.
But there's an amazing little trick for anal.
Right, let me get my pen.
Make some notes. So it's a very, very tight muscle. And to get it to relax and open up, if you tense it really, really hard as you can, and then release, it will naturally and slowly, gradually open up. And it will allow things inside.
Like can an elastic band. Like, imagine if
you
put
an elastic band up there. Oh, so no. That's a bit weird.
You can. I'm sure you can, yeah?
Yeah, if you want. No, I'm not.
He's the authority.
Can I?
Am I allowed?
Could you ever relax too much?
No. I don't think so.
That's a genuine question.
Why? It just opens up and just...
I think if you're so relaxed that you're putting, like, elastic bands and, you know, whatever you can find around the house, then...
Have you ever relaxed too much?
So we've relaxed.
Yeah.
We've
relaxed. We're chilled out.
Yeah.
Now what?
So, well, imagine you... Let's make it female just for a moment.
Ooh.
So you guys feel a little bit more comfortable. Mm. So
no,
imagine,
we're comfortable.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Imagine you're going
to
have anal.
I'm a bit too relaxed.
You're going to have anal with a female, and, like, you want her to, you know, relax, and it might be a little bit big for her or him to manage. So, you know, get them to really tense down, and then it will open up, and then you can, like, slide in, like a slip and slide.
Like a slip and slide.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a tasty treat going into a nice slip and slide.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not a scary thing.
No.
It's going to feel wonderful.
Do you think that's another, like, when people are tense, that's another reason why it's called being uptight? Because they're all tight.
See you later, guys.
See you, mate.
You want anything?
Is there such thing as the male G-spot?
Yes, often referred to as the P-spot. And it's like, if you put two fingers inside and push down and kind of make the come hither motion.
Right.
I'm doing it right now. I know nobody can see.
But we're all hithering.
I'll clip that. Send that to me. That's mine.
So just do that inside and you should feel it. And you should feel that it feels good.
What,
give it a go, boys. It's going to, like, open up your whole world to a whole new world of pleasure. You're missing out.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, the man himself is with us, Mr. Jack Howard. Jack,
hello there. I'm alright, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. I bet you're used to all this, aren't you?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Bigger studios.
Sort of microphones and that. Yeah. I'm used to that.
You get paid for yours, don't you?
Let's not go into details about that, shall we?
Producers listening out there. No, so yeah, Jack's here for the next half an hour, or the last half an hour, we should say. And we're just going to have a little bit of a chat and a little bit. I know Will's a big fan of Jack Howard.
Well, Jack, I've seen your videos, but...
And that's as far as it goes.
No,
I have seen them.
And I'm a big fan, but what they will do is... kind of build this up to me, like, falling in love with you or something like that.
Sure. A little fanboy.
Yeah.
Well, where's blushing now?
Are you falling in love with me?
A little bit.
By the minute, yeah.
It won't be the first time a radio producer has done that.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, do you want to... Oh, is that something we can...
It was Dean, but...
Fair play. But, yeah, that would have been a bit bad if you hadn't explained that and I'd have just kept saying to Jack, oh, yeah, Will's a big fan, because it'd make it sound like you're actually not a big fan.
Honestly, that's where I thought it was going. I thought you were going, yeah, I've seen him, and not...
I saw Jack's face when you first said it. I saw his face be like, what the fuck are you doing? Anger in his eyes.
What have you been up to today, Jack? What have you been doing?
Alright. What's this about? Today, lately actually, I've been writing a show, mate. I've been writing a sort of series that I'm working on. I can't really tell you anything other than that. It is in fact just a series that we are making.
Okay.
And it will be made, and it is a series.
Oh.
And that's one of those things that I can't reveal any more yet, otherwise I'll get told off by the people who hopefully will pay for it.
Right, sweet. Well, congratulations or otherwise on that, mate.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Yeah. So the topic of the show, I'm going to go back to this, is employment.
Well, that's interesting, because like, that's what the show is kind of about. Like, our show is...
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all coming together there.
Maybe we knew.
Synergy.
Now, Jack, well, just before you came in, we were talking about celebrities that I'm fortunate enough, or unfortunate enough to meet in some cases. You ever had any bad experiences with celebrities?
With a celebrity?
Yeah.
No, I've only ever had, like, sort of weird in encounters with celebrities. I did like a few interviews before. I used to work for Digital Spy for a little bit. I did a little show for them, and the first red carpet interview I ever did was for the Hunger Games Catching Fire, when that was coming out at the premiere. And the first guy I was going to talk to was the producer, and I was like, okay, the producer is not like a well-known face, like it'll be an easy one to get started with. And I was sort of preparing myself for that. And then he wanders over, and I'm like, okay, here we go, first interview. Hi, I'm Jack, can you come talk to us for a bit? He went, I know you. And I was like, what? Where's this going? And then he told me that, like, he'd done a sort of seminar in New York and talked about film and how it's developing and not dying. And I made a video on the internet being like, film ain't dying, it's saturated with stuff and franchises and, you know, that sort of stuff, but it's not dying, there's still creative people. And he went, I use that. And you inspired me, and I was like, holy crap, what's going on here?
So you pretty much inspired the Hunger Games.
I mean, that was a video I made called I Inspired the Hunger Games, yeah. Because what happened there was that after I talked about that on Twitter and on YouTube and stuff, I sort of went, oh, that's that done, I've done it. And then sort of the press picked it up, like only small things, but people were just like, Jack Howard is name dropped as an inspiration for the Hunger Games.
Oh.
I was like, no, that's not what happened. Don't twist that.
You'll take it.
Yeah.
Dean, if you're listening, what have you inspired? Has Dean inspired the sequel to the Hunger Games?
I think Dean was the inspiration for the books for the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay,
so
enough.
He was the original inspiration.
Oh, okay, so your story's not as impressive.
Sorry to interrupt, we have an email in from...
email alert.
A Judith Brazier.
Oh!
Just says, enjoying the show, Will's mum. Kiss, kiss.
What the That actually is my mum.
Cheers, Judith.
That actually is my mum.
How long have you been working here, Will?
It's not long enough, Judith.
About a month.
She's just checking in.
Yeah.
will you
be home for tea? Do you want peas or beans?
Jack D's round. That's waiting really for his fish and fucking chicken.
That's really fun.
I'm with Jack Howard, mum. Jesus Christ. Make me look weird.
Sorry, Jack.
Jack, we've got a little game coming up after the next song.
Sure.
Okay. And basically, this weird little character to my left, Tom Norris, wrote to play every week. And
of course he does.
I've never read it, and we're gonna
read it out. Do I get to play a character?
You do.
This is the best.
You do.
This is the best.
I'll just have to tell you some details before we start it, so we're not gonna get it yet. But yeah, I want you to play one of the characters in it.
Brilliant. I promise not to read it until we have the chance.
There's a slight challenge to it, but I'll tell you that when we get there. It's going to be quite a risky one. I like it.
Is there a crow in this one?
There's sadly not a crow in
this one. Was there a crow in the last one?
In the last two.
In the last two?
Yeah, so I thought it was going to be a running theme, but it's not.
Sadly not, but you'll see why.
Shall we inform Jack on some of our jingles?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is the one I love. Play the ones that mug him off a bit.
Okay.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom Nice.
It's the other one.
For you?
Another one.
Fucking hell, all right. Jack Mate Show.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom.
And my response was this.
The Gary Busey Show with the beautiful Tom Norris. Radio.
That's the worst thing ever, because I used to have quite like a big sort of
no,
jaw.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
My hair wasn't always this fly, right? Sorry. But
this is radio, mate. You could be lying.
I am. So basically, I used to get compared to Boris Johnson a lot,
okay,
which isn't the best comparison in the world. And then I had my teeth fixed, and now I get Gary Busey. What can I do?
I bet you've gone up in the world, though.
Is it? Boris to Busey.
I don't know if anyone's ever compared them to before.
Boris to Busey.
Tweet in.
Can we make that a segment? Boris to Busey.
That's a sec.
You're listening to the best of FUBAR Radio.
We are joined by the man himself, Mr. Pete Donaldson.
Hello, mate, you alright?
Yeah, I'm so excited you're here.
I'm really hot. But I'm also excited that I'm here. What is with it, this place?
It's like a toga
party kind of business.
To be honest, we don't really know what we're doing. We just turn up every Friday and.
Just because you're allowed to press some of the buttons. You're not allowed to press the buttons on the air conditioning. That's not part of the desk, Jack.
Can you do that?
Can I operate the air conditioning unit?
Yeah.
I can do, yeah.
Actually, it's all right. It's getting cooler now. We're fine.
Right.
I'll flap my arms a bit.
how are you? You well?
Yeah, thank you for letting me on, guys. It's wonderful. I've been here once before, back in the day. But, they're not replaced any of the equipment, it seems. It's like pretty much the same setup as it was before. But, yeah, lovely.
Low-budget stuff here on FUBAR. Low-budget stuff.
Speaking of low-budget...
Here's a jingle we made.
Hey.
Thanks for coming, PD. Cheers, Diggory. Let's chat some shit today. Thanks for coming, PT. Cheers, Diggory. Did you get some yoghurt on the way?
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm surprised. Well, I asked. That was the reason why I asked how long you guys have been doing the show. You said 15 weeks, and you're still doing personal jingles like
that's
that.
The first personal jingle I think we've ever done.
Oh, okay.
Apart from Robbie.
Ben Cook had one.
Yeah, Cook had one, didn't he?
Okay, sorry.
Because his last name was Cook, so we made it a bit like Bake Off.
Yeah. I mean, if people are unfamiliar with my oeuvre, I come from a podcast called The Football Ramble, and I revealed upon it that my name was going to be Diggory instead of Peter. My dad was very keen on that name.
Where did that come from?
My dad's stupid face. That was the idea that he had. That did not get through planning with my mum, so yeah. And I really like yoghurt, so...
My dad recently got an iPad, and he's quite old school, my dad, and he went on the game centre thing, and it said his name was Noggs, and my last name's Norris, and he goes, why does it say this name? I was like, it's just gives you a random name, Dad. He goes, because when I was at school, my nickname was Noggs, King of the Noggs. I don't know what Noggs is, but King of the Noggs. I'm the Prince of the Noggs now. So.
Brilliant. You will inherit that title one day.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I feel a bit... sort of like overwhelmed by the amount of Newcastle in this room now.
Yeah. I know, yeah. 50, so Tom's 50%. Newcastle.
Okay, Newcastle fine. Because I'm Hartlepool, aren't I? So I'm technically Teesside.
Cambridge.
That was my other name.
So. Why is that again? Your family?
Family from Carlisle, which is not really. Still isn't Newcastle.
Weirdly, they have the same accent as Hartlepoolians, even though they're nowhere near, which usually has like Elish and Bewers and stuff like that, which just baffles the mind because Carlisle's. Miles away.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I've only been Carlisle a handful of times. Seeing my nan, she got really angry when we didn't eat all the crisps she put out.
Was that
always hard with that, mate?
There were wars fought about that. Somebody didn't eat somebody's crisps. Oh, That's how Darling became livid. Darlington.
She brought key to us, we leave the room. What bastard's not eating the crisps?
I'll go round and I'll have all the crisps.
No, she's in your box, your crisp box.
What are the crisps? What crisps were they?
I really can't remember. There's loads of Sunny Delight and then a kid turned orange and I remember something about that.
Is this a Roald Dahl book?
Some kid drank loads of Sunny Delight once and there was something about him, his skin pigment. I could be lying.
That
am
is
I
true,
lying?
I remember that. I also remember a guy who used to use colloid silver. He thought, basically silver's like an antiseptic. Mm. And he used to drink water with silver in it. And it turned him like this amazing Smurf blue. Check it out on YouTube. It's beautiful. This man explaining what, and he goes, I won't do it again. And then he looks at the camera and he goes, I might do it again. He can't get enough of that colloidal silver. Love it.
That reminds me of Goldschlager. You remember that?
Is that the one that cuts your throat?
Oh, it's real gold in there, mate. Real gold in there. Cut your throat. It's like, yeah. It's
also, the alcohol gets in quicker. Yeah. That's what I had. Yeah.
It's never real gold, was it? Never real gold.
So we have to admit, we are like a bit of fanboys, aren't we? Big fans of the Ramble Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Luke call in once upon a time. But we often get together on a Friday morning before this show and discuss, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a question for you off air, haven't we?
Sorry, is it about a yacht?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Okay, right, okay.
And a couple of jobbies.
And we've got a couple, I think probably in the next bit, we've got a few football-related stories.
Okay.
And of our own personal experience within the football game. And we want you to judge which one would most likely make it onto Highlights of the Week.
I mean, I think you're overestimating the quality of that particular section. I imagine all of them will, and more.
Well, you haven't had wheels yet.
If someone just sent an email with the word football written in it, sent from my iPhone, that would get in the Highlights of the Week.
So, Pete, tell us a bit about yourself, mate. What do you do other than than the Ramble?
Loads of short runs, loads of squat thrusts. to be honest, in January, I've been to the gym at least 10 times. Are we all doing that now?
You two would get on famously.
Are we all doing that?
The Newcastle lads. That's what we do.
Pumping that iron, lifting the Greg's pasties 2 miles and then down again. It's incredible. And you just walk around, I've just been at the gym and you walk around and everyone, all the proper muscle men, they're just annoyed that you're there.
Mm.
They're just upset.
Looks.
They're just going, amateurs.
Yeah, you're a waste of a bench to them, aren't you?
It's like when people go and get drunk at Christmas. You go, I'm here every weekend, mate. You're not allowed to suddenly think you're really good at drinking. And then I punch them.
What do you...
Sorry, I'm a voiceover man and I do radio shows in the evening as well.
Okay.
So I'm here to show you how to do it properly, yeah?
We need help.
Talking of Pete's voice, you've got a question based on his voice. You weren't too sure. You was 90% sure that was him on a clip.
No, I'm pretty sure. The clip that's been going around Facebook a bit with talking to Liam Gallagher.
Yes.
Booting Idris Elba's hat.
I spoke to someone in Manchester that I didn't really want to maintain contact with. It was a friend's birthday. I was like, oh, this person's a bit of an idiot. And I got back down to London, and a few weeks later, the Lad Bible, which seems to just kind of take every bit of content that's ever existed in the world and steal it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you've got any kind of relationship with Lad Bible.
Not now, anyway.
I'm looking at my man. What are your sponsors again? And they kind of just stole it, and it went sort of viral, just him. This mewling interview that I really hated, one of my worst interviews, because it was a big deal. Everyone was going, oh my God, you've got Noel Gallagher interview. And we get into it, and I'm fawning, and I'm just trying to get the interview finished, and I'm trying to. And he does this story about Idris Elba's hat. And yes, I was that person. So this person that I met in Manchester found me on Lad Bible and started going, oh mate, are you on the radio? Are you famous? So he keeps on messaging me. I hate Lad Bible.
Was he a bit of a nightmare to, because he does seem a bit of a nasty piece of work.
We're talking about Gallagher now,
not the chap. He was he was a massive dildo. As you'd imagine. But that's kind of his raison d'etre, really. But I mean, I can take it from Noel, because there's a little bit of intelligence behind there. But there's a certain level of intelligence with Liam, but like, he's my friend. He's definitely not my friend. He's a 40-odd-year-old man, from mid-40s bloke, and he's just giggling and scoring points, like, with his mates and stuff.
Yeah.
In, what's his band? BDI. Right. And I'm like, mate, grow up. Like, just do your job, do your promo, and then bugger off.
Giggling and point scoring sounds a bit like the Ramble for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, isn't it? Yeah, I've got no room to talk, really.
So how... How did the ramble start, Pete?
Hang on, I'm sorry to interrupt. You have been so excited to ask this, haven't you? In the pub earlier, I'm going to ask him how it start. Well, that would be a good question, wouldn't it?
I'm
going to ask him where he gets his trousers from.
Started in one of the guys who does it, Luke Moore, who we mentioned just a second ago, who does send his apologies. He was going to come down, but he's got work to do. He's got a proper job on that. Him and Marcus and Jim, who also do the ramble, they started in Luke's kitchen, I do believe. I think it all started in student radio. That's not something I ever got involved in. Basically, I was working at XFM. On the breakfast show, I had access to studios, so that's why I got involved, basically. There was no reason for me to get involved other than I had access to studios and they needed a studio. So,
had you heard it before they got in contact?
Luke thinks I did, but I didn't.
No.
Luke worked on my building upstairs on the sales floor, and he messaged me. We talked about this just yesterday, in fact. And, he said, "Oh, because you used to listen before." I was like, I think we were talking and I pretended I'd heard it. But it was still as excellent as it is now, before I joined. But I hadn't heard it, but it was very good. And I wanted to get involved, very much so.
You got all that, Will? You've written all that down?
Anyway, thanks for having me this week.
You're listening to the best of FUBAR Radio.
They say never meet your idols. I met a few of my idols. I went to Trinidad and Tobago, presented a football tournament, so there's a lot of big footballers there. I'm talking the likes of Dwight York, Stan Collymore, and Stan's not an idol, but he was there. There's the stereotype that a lot of them are sexist, laddish thugs. They are, mate, they are. They were at the bar, and there'd be like just a sort of two-bob woman walk in. Like, do you know what I mean? Any run-of-the-mill woman walk in. Literally, mate, you should have seen them. They'd all turn, they'd all look at, oh, yeah, fucking, do you know what I'd do to her? Oh, I'll give her ass babies or something. References. Mark Wahlberg, I met.
Was he nice?
He was all right. I mean, there was a bit of hostility there between them.
Watching the interview, I kind of thought, you know, he looked a bit grumpy.
Well, because I had 30 seconds before the 5-minute interview with him, before and after. 30 seconds is all I got. So I quickly rushed in and I went, "Mark, nice to meet you, mate." And I know Americans don't understand the phrase, "you can take the piss out of me." So I said, "feel free to mock me as much as you want in this interview. I'll probably do the same to you. It's all lighthearted fun and games. Mock me." And he looked at me and went, "I always reserve that right anyway." Not in that voice. It wasn't seductive. It wasn't
I always reserve that right anyway, Jack, mate.
Oh, and then I shook his hand when I walked in the room, obviously courtesy. And when the video started to be filmed, I shook his hand again, and he went, "But you already shook my hand already."
I remember that.
Oh, come on.
"You already shook my hand already."
Why did you do that?
That's him. But he looks like the kind of guy that's going to squeeze your hand really hard to make it so you know that he's the man.
Oh,
in the room.
No.
Did he?
Yeah.
Death McFarlane was part of that kind of day as well, wasn't he? How was he?
Met him. He was absolutely lovely.
He seemed nice.
After the interview, as I was walking out, I heard him say, and this is probably going to be CV worthy whenever, he said, "I wish all interviews could be a little less shit like that one."
Oh.
So. You're listening to the best of FUBAR Radio.
We're joined by the lovely man that is Vooch. Hello, mate.
Yo, what are you saying?
Is it Vianich?
You know what? I've had this issue. I don't think I went into my online career thinking about how I'm going to market myself.
Nah.
And the surname thing has been an issue.
Yeah.
Because you say it correctly, Vujanic.
Vujanic.
The J is a year, like, you know, like Ljungberg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the J is a year.
Yeah.
And then when I started making videos and stuff, and people were like, "Oh, what's your name?" It'll be, they'll say Vujanic. You know where that leads to.
Yeah.
And it kind of becomes a bit. And then I've just gone with Vooj now. I'm like, just call me Vooj.
Yeah.
And then even I kind of accepted, like, "Oh, it's Vujanic." Yeah. Like, "What's your name, David?" I'd say Vujanic.
Oh, right.
It's crazy. You start believing what people tell you your name is.
You should just went with David Owen. That's what Spencer done, isn't it?
Wait, his surname's Owen, though, right?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bitch.
Wait. No. Spencer Owen, his surname isn't Owen.
Nah.
It's the fourth wall being brought down.
Why is his name Owen then?
What is his last name?
Carmichael Brown.
Wait, now get out of here.
Yeah.
He knows.
Fuck
off. This is sick. You can say what you want on radio.
Fucking hell.
This is amazing.
Fucking hell.
I can't. Wait, how can we do this? What's the legalities? Why are we allowed? Like, this is amazing.
You can say anything you want, you just can't libel as someone. So you can't say David Cameron is a pig.
Okay.
You can say allegedly fucked a pig.
I got you.
Yeah.
It's just the laws of the land.
You know what? I clocked as well. I was just chilling, looking at the logo of FUBAR.
Mm.
Don't you think it looks a bit like Pornhub?
Ooh.
Like from here, if you look at it here.
I can't say I've ever been on.
What is this? Pornhub?
Okay, a little bit.
If you're like from here. But anyway,
that's an obscure angle.
Pornhub, I've never.
It's like Brazzers.
dot com.
No, yeah. Do you know what it's meant to be?
Fake taxi.
Do you know what meant to be?
Well, nah.
He's flipping you off.
Are you
he's
serious?
Flipping you off.
Yeah.
Is that what it's meant to be?
Yeah.
Two of them sandwiched in it.
Oh, wait, is that why it's F-U as well? Like F-U?
Nah.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Wait.
It's an army term.
It's a war term.
I still feel like I'm conditioned to be PC when on radio. I want to swear,
that,
but
yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
This is amazing.
What age you would get?
This is actually sick.
So basically, we're just going to be throwing you some questions, find out a bit about you.
Gordon.
Will already knows everything because you're a big fanboy, aren't you?
They do this with everyone, but I am a big fan of Vooch.
Cheers.
I always have to say that, like, I am a big fan, but I'm not a massive fan. But then I have to counteract it, and then I start digging a hole, which I'm doing now.
You just feel like a prick.
You can be a fan of people. Well, I just appreciate it, do you know what I mean? Yeah, but Jack does it all the time with everyone.
Or is it just to embarrass you?
Yeah, what?
Come
on,
Jack. But Jack's got that cynical humour, though.
Yeah. Mm. Or just annoying.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Discuss.
5,000
characters to discuss. Yeah, so we're just going to be doing a little bit of a cheeky interview, and then we're going to go on to football.
My little thing.
What's your little thing?
What's that?
King Baby.
You've actually done some fucking words today.
It's King Baby.
Oh, let's do King Baby now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as the theme of the show is going to be British, St. George's Day, Royal Birthday. We spoke to the Queen earlier.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's
big up Queensy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She was having a right ball, weren't she? I still can't believe all my money. Come on, it's been long enough, Queen. You just don't get over something like that.
90.
What a. Actually, no, I can't libel. Let me not go into that. Never mind.
You say what you want. Allegedly.
I like that, allegedly. I mean, have to be.
That's the key word, allegedly.
Yeah.
Everything.
So I had a conversation with my mother and girlfriend last night. And I said, if the Queen died, and if Prince William. Prince Charles died. If all of them died,
it'd be a shame.
Yeah, it'd be a horrible shame. Yeah, but Prince George would be made king.
What about Harry? Harry not?
No, it's
month?
Not. It's not.
See,
next
that's
month,
what
George.
Pissed me off. If the Queen and the other one died, then the little baby would be like
a
baller.
It'd
be a baller.
No, Harry. It skips Harry.
Oh, Harry would be the best one.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be. Harry can't have it.
Yeah,
it goes straight.
He goes to Iraq and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He deserves it.
Yeah, he's
Tom,
earned
give
it.
Him
I'm
a
sorry.
Chance.
That's not what this segment's about, guys.
Hey, let's get the Queen back in here. Let's get the Queen back in here.
Oh, I can.
The Queen would not say.
Yes, she would. You look like shit. You're wearing salmon. You're a cunt. Okay, back
that's
to Tom's segment.
Salmon, though, is it?
What is it then, Vooch?
It's like a sandy pink.
Sandy pink? That's not a fucking colour.
Thank you. I said a beige pink.
It's more like it's like a dirty pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like he's just topless. A little bit blotchy.
A little bit.
Yeah. Topless and burnt. Carry on.
So, King Baby is what it is. So, this accident has happened in a few years from now.
So, we've lost the royal family.
They've had a massive crash.
Yeah, so why is the baby alright?
Crashes again.
He just snuck out. He snuck out for a fag with Will. And he was alright. So
he's only eight.
King Baby George is now the king. And I wanted to ask you guys, if you were King Baby George,
right,
what would you do for these things?
Alright.
So the first one I'm going to ask you was, what would be the first law you lay onto the land?
So
you're 7 years old.
I'm 7 years old, so I wouldn't.
In your time.
Okay. In my time.
Or however you've written it.
Right, so like, because 23 year old me would obviously choose things that eight year old me wouldn't choose.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay, so 8 year old me, I'd make every kid
give
have the right to get your own back.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
What?
Get your own back. You remember the TV show, Get Your Own Back?
Dave Benson Phillips.
How old are you guys?
I'm 23.
25.
So am I.
25.
Get your own back.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Maybe I just didn't own a TV then. I don't know.
And they used to gunge, like they used to bring their teachers on. They used to gunge them.
I do remember gunge. Is that 50-50?
50, similar, like,
same time.
Same era.
Same era.
If you're watching 50-50, I think you're watching Get Your Own Back.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about.
All right, cool. So you know Get Your Own Back?
Yeah.
What's the percentage name on that again?
Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
That's three first names.
Yeah.
Dave Benson Phillips.
No? A bit like mine, Jack Carl Dean.
Mm.
Well, that's very
exotic.
Common.
Yeah.
Jack Carl Dean.
Jack. What is it? What's your surname?
Dean. D-E-A-N.
That's, yeah, very...
Bland, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit.
Jack Carl Dean should not pull off a salmon pink.
If BNP did names.
It's a bit royal.
Is it?
Like EDL royal.
Allegedly.
I wouldn't be on the show. Allegedly.
So I would give every kid the chance to gunge their teachers, gunge their parents. They wouldn't have to reply and say, please, Dave, just get the right. Get the right. I assume that's how you get on the show. Please, Dave.
Please, Dave, let me do it.
Yeah. Will, what would you do? What would
I've
be your
gone
law of the land?
For a compulsory nap time.
Oh, come on. Hey, you don't need a nap time. That's the time
Are
in
you
your
joking?
Life. That's the time in your life when you've got the most energy. You're in the ball pit.
Why have you got the most energy? Because you're napping.
Ooh.
You go big, then you nap, then you go big again, then maybe you have another nap.
And then you have a cookie.
Yeah, then you have a cookie, yeah? I'm thinking compulsory nap times, I'm thinking about nursery three.
But then that could backfire on you.
Why? How?
Because what about...
Where the bed?
What about if you're eight, yeah? And you spot, like, a nice little eight-year-old girl.
Oh,
no, wait.
Allegedly.
Things are heating up.
Right.
Okay.
And then, oh, compulsory nap time. You've got to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, but
I'm speaking to Jessica from Rugrats over it.
Jessica, it's a nap time.
All true. Jessie.
Right, let's move on.
Yeah. Hey, move on.
That was strange.
Yeah, it was.
This show is strange.
You've smutted, man.
You guys are taking it to places I've never been.
Nap time.
You're listening to the best of FUBAR Radio.